Hello, this is Father Randy Sly with another installment of Day by Day, where each day we take a look at a reading from Holy Scripture found in the Daily Mass. And today is Tuesday of the second week of Easter. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The community of believers was of one heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they had everything in common. With great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great favor was accorded them all. There was no needy person among them, for those who owned property or houses would sell them, bring the proceeds of the sale, and put them at the feet of the apostles, and they were distributed to each according to need. Thus Joseph, also named by the apostles Barnabas, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite, a Cypriot by birth, sold a piece of property that he owned, then brought the money and put it at the feet of the apostles. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, today we're going to be returning to the Acts of the Apostles, something that we're doing every other year during Easter. The whole season is dedicated to reading through the Acts of the Apostles, and it's a perfect time for us to again look at life in the early church and how the church brought it not only itself into existence, but how it was perpetuated through the work and power of the Holy Spirit. And today, we have a beautiful, beautiful portrait of life in the early church. And I think the way that it starts is a great descriptor. Luke says that the community of believers was of one heart and mind. And so there was a unity of purpose, there was a unity of direction, there was a unity of faith. Everything was all in one accord. And one of the things that brought about, this oneness of mind and heart, that the community was purposing to follow through on living out the life that Jesus Christ had called them to live as the first disciples that are entering into their new life under the authority of the risen Christ. And it says that the community of believers not only was of one heart and mind, but also no one claimed any of his possessions as was his own. They had everything in common. And this was the way that the early church survived. Again, back in those days, the disciples, this community of believers, was ostracized by not only the Romans, but also by the Jews, that they who were affirming Jesus Christ as the Messiah were now separated from the Jews in an intentional way and had to form their own community of support. They could no longer count on any support from their Jewish families or friends. They were, in a sense, ostracized. And so in order for them to survive, they just held all in common so that anyone who was in need could go to this community as a part of the community, and they would all care for one another. People lost jobs over their faith in Christ. People lost families. People lost friends. People lost their homes. And so in order for the church to continue, they had this oneness of purpose, but also oneness of possession. And I love this where it says, with great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great favor was accorded them all. There was a sense in which the power of God was evident in these first generation disciples, that even as we saw just earlier, in fact, in this chapter, or not this chapter, the previous chapter, that Peter and John went to the temple, and there they found someone that was a cripple that needed to be healed. And they basically said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, we give to you. And they rise up and walk. And the man did. Caused a lot of stir. Andrew and Peter were arrested, Peter and John were arrested. They were warned by the Sanhedrin, the authorities of the Jewish people, not to continue teaching or preaching in the name of the Lord. And they said, you know, it's impossible for us not to speak this way because of what we've seen and what we've heard. And so you can see now the enmity, the lines have been drawn. And here the community is holding itself together with this unique love. Remember one of the things in the upper room that Jesus said is, a new commandment I'm giving to you. Love one another as I have loved you. And that's what this is all about. It's not just loving each other, but it is loving as Jesus loved, which is to give yourself to the others. And so that's why they had everything in common. And then great power was being given by the witness of the apostles. So you had the apostles continuing to minister, and you had this community of faith that was being surrounding them. Now, we're not just talking a few people. We're talking several thousand. By the time this had taken place, there were about 5,000 that were believing. And so this is not just a small group. This is a pretty large contingent. And so there had to be some organization. And that's why it said that those who owned the property or would sell them bring the proceeds and put it at the feet of the apostles. The apostles then were the ones in authority to help to govern those that were in need. It isn't going to be very long before they appoint some helpers. They're going to appoint deacons to help them with the distribution, with the fact that all of this has been done in order to perpetuate this amazing work called the church. And so they needed all the help that they could get. So here we have the community of believers. They're functioning as a unified whole, thousands, but still of one heart and one mind. What a powerful, powerful thing that must have been to witness. No wonder it says that great favor was accorded them all. Even those that did not embrace the faith must have looked at them and gone, wow, these people really do care for one another. They really do love one another. So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, this is good to get back on this journey with the early Christian community. I love just going through these stories again, listening to what it is that they did and how they did it, how they had this unique connection to one another, how they loved one another to the point where they were willing to give up what they had. Even Barnabas, who would later be Paul's partner in apostolic ministry. Barnabas, which is a word that means son of encouragement. And so he had a qualitative reputation with the apostles. And here, even as a Levite, he had a claim to priestly ministry within the temple, but he gave it up to follow after our Lord. And in doing so, here he sold property and he put the money at the feet of the apostles. He offered himself again as one that said that they had everything in common, that they didn't claim anything as his own. But Barnabas said, what I have is now what we have. What a powerful sign. And again, this is the first introduction to Barnabas, who seemingly has been around for a while. There are many that believe that he was among the 70 that were sent out by Jesus. But here in these first days of the early church, he gives us this great gift of an example of giving all to the Lord, including of his possessions. So may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.